Blog Talk Radio.
Of Christian Talk. So welcome everyone. Welcome to Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk. And I'm here right now with my wife, Pastor Tasila. How are you, Tasila?
I am so blessed. I want to say hello to all our friends and family from all over the world. God bless you and thank you for listening in. And I'm praying God's protection on all the listeners, that the Lord will be with you.
Yes, indeed. We're going to cover some really good topics and some really good things today. So we're hoping that everyone will be blessed, everyone will be in tune, and we can get this thing going, you know. Actually what I want you all to do right now is to call your friends, tell them to pick up the phone. Tell them they don't want to miss tonight's program, okay? So tell them to go to their computers, pick up their phones, go to your inbox or text your family, friends, whatever, okay? Encourage them to dial in right now. Our number to dial in is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Tell them to dial that number or just click on the picture or the link on Facebook to listen from your computer tonight and all this week on Facebook, okay? You can hear it, you can click on it and just listen to it all this week, or just click on the link wherever you see the post of this particular show. Okay, and and also, you can also see T. Meyer and Tasila McCain on Facebook, YouTube, and many other social media platforms. Just look for The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain. We are on HSBN.TV, and you don't want to miss that. You can go to that channel, and you can just click on whatever program you want to hear. Just go ahead and click on it, and then and be blessed. All right? Click on it. Okay. And also, don't forget our book. You know, we talk about this all the time because this book is really a blessing. It's called Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. And we encourage you guys to pick this book up. It's available right now on Amazon. Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. Go ahead and go to Amazon and order the book. Or you can go to our website, churchofjesuschristministry.com, and just navigate your way through that and order. You can order the book, or you can actually click on media and see The Message of Life with Pastor T. Meyer and Tasila. It takes you right to hsbn.tv, and if you hit the book or books on the website, it'll take you right to Amazon where you can order Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. Okay, and then just look around on the website. You'll be blessed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, don't go away. We're going to be right back after this. Stay right there.
Kind of love I need in my life.
Talk. Praise the Lord. And it's TNT time on Christian Talk. And you know, wait a minute, what's this? Do you hear that? What? Time for a TNT segment. Well, actually, it's more than a segment. It's a TNT message. And what do we have for today, Pastor Tasila? And I think you might be on mute. Okay, it's either that or we're having a little technical difficulty. Pastor, are you there?
Right. We're okay. We're just testing your patience.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, go ahead and test my patience.
That's all. We're just testing your patience. All right. We're talking about training and preparing for God's supernatural realm. You know, the spiritual realm is becoming more obvious to many as of lately, and the veil is even thinner. It's thinner now, but I also noticed that a lot of Christians have a hard time realizing that the dark realm exists just as much as the light. You know, they don't like that, but it's bad because God is trying to get our wineskins in order so that he can pour more into us. But if you are like me, to me, everything is spiritual. I kind of look at to see where is that coming from. Everything.
Exactly.
And I remember once in my earlier walk, I want to talk about a little bit about that because sometimes people don't even know, who are you? Where did y'all come from? Well, once in my earlier walk with Christ, let me just say this. Before I was a Christian, I was a heathen, and I took a business trip to London. I was more, let's say, worldly-minded, and I was in a top TV studio with a producer one time, and he said to me, he said, do you have any portfolios? And I said, sure. When we return tomorrow, I'll show it to you. And he said, because I have a friend that handles a lot of top models in this area, and I think that you would be a great candidate for it. So I went back to my hotel room that day after that meeting, and I fell asleep. But I was not sleep. My conscience was awakened and still aware, and I heard a voice speak to me. And so let me clarify something. I was not a Christian. I was a heathen, like I said, in the world, looking for a lift.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't take it, because when you met me, I was a Christian. Looking for a lick, looking for something, you know, to make it with. And I heard a voice speak to me and say, you have two choices. When you give that portfolio tomorrow, I can make you the biggest model in the world, or you can serve Jesus. And it was a rehash of both choices, and then silence. And as my thoughts were in shock that this ultimatum was being made to me, but something about the name Jesus, when he said that part of it, it made me feel a loyalty to him. And I said, I choose Jesus. Now, remember, like I said, I was in the world. But when I heard Jesus' name, when I heard the name of Jesus, I felt a loyalty to him and who he was. And it's been a long time, but the account never left my mind. And the same thing was seeing in the spirit. you could say, did I see that? If it's still in your mind, you saw it. You can't unsee what you saw. You can't unhear what you right.
What you've heard.
And it's the same thing. And, yeah, you can't say that I don't hear that. And it's so funny to me, and it's easier for me because a lot of people are like, oh, they sold their souls, or they gave up, or they lost their birthright. That's what happens when you do stuff like that. You're giving up your birthright like we've been talking about, like Esau did. And we see a lot of people doing that. Everybody is in awe because this girl has transformed and manifested to the place where she's mimicking demons, this girl, Doja Cat, whatever her name is. And because these people are truly having an ultimatum. They're selling out. And a lot of people don't believe it. They cannot fathom that these things take place. But I'm a witness that it did. And so when it was time for me to return to the studio on the next day, all of my pictures were missing from my suitcase because I chose. And when I returned back to the States, the United States, I decided that Jesus was my choice. But all of a sudden, I was being invited and given all types of spiritual material like Scientology and Buddha, Hare Krishna, and Timothy O'Leary and all that stuff surrounded. And I was really surrounded by a lot of Muslims also. And I would always hear that Christianity is a white America's God and not followed by other countries or cultures. So once, after keep hearing that, given books, I actually went to the Scientology place in Hollywood where all the rest of those people go because I didn't understand anything to its fullest. I was searching. I was looking, and I wanted the Lord. I didn't even think right back to when they said you could either be a big star or whatever, or famous, or you could serve Jesus. I didn't even think, why would they put those two things together? And that was the determining factor of all things. He's the absolute. I didn't even put it together. And I would constantly speak to every, because I wanted to know, to a lot of people. And like I said, they would say that Jesus was the God of America. And in our culture, we serve Buddha. Or in our culture, we're Muslims. Or in so many different things, because I traveled the world. And I heard so many things. So once I thought to myself, I said, I know what I'm going to do. I had time, and I locked myself in a room to find out who was the one true God. And then the great King of Kings, the Holy One, showed up, Jesus. So I'm a loyal soldier. I'm special ops for him. I laid it all down for him. And I realized that we all need a mediator. We all need to have a payment, a sacrifice, and a payment for us that no other religion offered. Buddha didn't have anything. And a matter of fact, actual man created Buddha and painted him and put some fruit all in front of him. And then after that, they bowed down to him. But Christ is the answer. I just love the way Jesus is. How I'll always be loyal and faithful to him because I call Jesus the silent lover, strong and powerful, silent, but you know he's there and you know he loves you and you can trust him and he always takes care of things. He's the answer. So I went on a journey to find a church. And I must have attended at least like 10 of them. Until one day, and I could take you on a whole trip on what happened with that and what would happen in the churches would make me feel like, nope. And mostly, to tell you the truth, it wasn't like music or people. It was mostly self. It was too much self in the churches. I didn't see where Christ was being honored or glorified. All I saw was, I hope you made that chicken today, Miss Brown. You know, stuff like that. And, you know, just food stuff and family stuff.
Right.
I didn't see anybody speaking or lifting up Jesus. So after attending at least 10 of them, one day while I was at work, because I worked in another office, my eyes was drawn to a piece of paper on the ground. And it said on the piece of paper, I don't know why, I don't know if anybody else has ever had this happen to them. When you see an actual piece of paper and it just something is like, look at it, go turn it up. It could be dirty, it could be on the street. And it's like, pick it up and look. Well, that happened to me a few times. And on there, the Lord was like saying, I'm calling you. I need you to answer me. He would have like a message on there for me. So I had one of these experiences while I was at work. And I saw the piece of paper on the ground, and I picked it up. It was in the office, actually, on the floor. And it said, come join us for a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the Los Angeles Downtown Convention Center on April 14th. For some reason, something in my heart leaped when I heard the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I said to myself, I said, I want the Holy Spirit, you know. Now, mind you, I didn't know what that was. But when I saw, I just knew it was a spirit and it was holy and it must have been good. And I said to myself, I said, I really, really want that. So I went to the address of the person who wrote the advertisement, and it was called, it was a church, and it was called the Upper Room. And the wonderful pastor, Ray Cirillo, resided there, and he was in charge of the event of the outpouring. So I was baptized by him, taught by him, and prepared to receive the Holy Spirit with the doctrine of giving up your all to receive his everything. You know, we don't have that right now, dying to self. But that's the only thing he taught. He taught about the pearl, the merchant man who received the pearl, that he gave up everything, everything to receive that pearl of great price, so that he, which is the kingdom. He wanted Christ. He wanted Jesus. Jesus is the kingdom. A lot of people want to think the kingdom is a place. I'm sure it's glorious wherever he is. But it's actually, he says, I am your reward. And so I love that teaching. We don't even hear that. How could the wineskins right now be prepared if you don't realize that it's our duty to let go of everything? And that was the teaching that I received there before I received the Holy Spirit, was to learn how to let go of everything and put God first. You know, this is not like a foreign teaching. This is biblical teaching. But it should be in the church right now. This is the only way the wineskins is going to be prepared for the new wine, is when we let go of die to self, die to things. You have to die, and then Christ can fill you up. So I joined the Upper Room congregation, and my entire life changed. I mean, we were intentional about our pursuing of his word and his presence.
Yeah.
And that's right. Number two that I want to bring out. Where is the la-di hum drum, da, go, sing, sit, listen, 15, 20 minutes, get up, have some coffee, eat, hug, kiss, goodbye. Where is the intentional part about pursuing his presence. Wineskins, come on, let's get cleansed up here. And a joy, I promise you, I have never, ever felt this joy before. And I used to party. And my parents used to own a nightclub. They had a club, and I didn't like alcohol, but I tasted it, and I knew what it did. But I tell you this, a joy like I never felt in my entire life resided over me. There, I had never experienced, I don't care, the greatest roller coaster ride or any party, any trip, and I had been everywhere. Nothing compared to what I felt, this joy that I felt. And a great anticipation came over me also to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But it's going to be held on April 14th in room 217B. And I was more excited than a kid on Christmas to receive this outpouring, to the place that even in the night before, I could not sleep. That's how excited I was. I couldn't even sleep. So months of preparation and a great rain came for a few days, and it was very dark during the day while sitting in church. And our pastor was speaking about the outpouring and the date God gave him and how he got it and why the outpouring was necessary as I sat in the church listening to him speak and listening to the sound of rain. It was one of those rains where it was like it just rained hard for 2 or 3 days, nonstop. So I put in a prayer while I was sitting in there to God, and I said, Father, if what he is saying is correct, let the rain stop and the sun shine. And while I sat there, the rain actually stopped and the sun came in the room and shined only directly on me. It was like a shaft of light. Rain stopped and a shaft of light came in, and I was the only one lit up. I looked around. Wow. No one else. I know. Like a ray of light, and it blew me away that God showed me that he heard me and that the anointing is necessary. We'll drown down here without more of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you guys, a lot of times people are like, oh, we already had that. But listen to me. In Acts chapter 2, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues of four fire upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I want to bring out this point for all of you Christians who think that they have all of God that you need. I just read you how the Holy Spirit fell on them in Acts chapter 2. Now I want to show you how it fell again in Acts chapter 4. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Isn't that something like what's going on right now? It's the same thing we are beholding as threatenings against Christianity. And it says, now, if you don't do this, then you can't partake. You know how people are telling us right now. You got to do certain things. Right. If you don't do this, you won't be part of that and all that kind of stuff. Those are threats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they're crying out to the Lord that with all boldness they may speak his word. They said, help. They tell the Lord, help. Help us, because they're stretching forth thine hand, you know, and against us. They're stretching forth their hand against us, Lord. So help us, Lord Jesus. So the Lord is like, and they're asking him, Lord, that with all boldness that we may speak your word. And he said they're asking God to stretch forth his hand to heal and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Same thing. Mm-hmm. We're asking God, stretch forth your hand now, Lord, so that we can heal,
yeah.
so that they can see signs and wonders, so we can put away all this dark works. You know, all the kids are running to the kingdom of darkness because they don't see
mm-hmm.
God's healing, authoritative power because we're not being intentional. We got to be direct.
Mm-hmm.
And here it goes.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the name of the Holy Child, Jesus Christ, he did these things. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake with the words of God with boldness. And the multitudes of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said they any of them that aught of the things that he possessed, like it wasn't their own. But they had all things in common. Now, so the day of the outpouring came at the convention center back in Los Angeles in 217B on April 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what a glorious, strange day it was. The wind began to blow and howl. The wind was so strong that the media made mention of it. That the strangeness of the winds. And we are in the room, and the doors were locked, and we begin to praise God, and signs and wonders begin to flow within the room. And suddenly, my spiritual eyes were open, and I began to see crosses and smoke and flying angels and the heavy presence of the Lord. And some people said that they were no longer even in the room, that they had ascended to another place in another realm. And also a company of witnesses appeared in the room, and the doors were already completely locked. So how did they get in? Many gifts were
mm-hmm.
distributed at that particular time. God opened my spiritual eyes to see in both realms at the same time, even though it took me many years to figure out for what purpose. And now I understand what purpose it is, but
right.
we also need these wineskins to be filled to the brim with what's coming on the earth, what the enemy is trying to plan against God's kids. God's kids need to armor up. Fill up
mm-hmm.
your wineskins with the full sevenfold Holy Ghost power and anointing. Call out to the Lord, and so that these threats that is against the church, you know, with the whole thing that's going on with the United States putting sanctions on everybody, and it's so sad,
mm-hmm.
and people in our own country don't even realize that we're sanctioning people because they're not receiving LGBTQ, because they don't want to
right.
be a part of that. That is that's
right.
demonic.
Same-sex marriage and all that, yeah.
Yeah, that's demonic. Threats
mm-hmm.
are being placed, and threats against is coming to a head. So we want to be
mm-hmm.
filled with the fullness of God. And Pastor T, you can go on and play us a song now, because I have so many things I could bring out, but I just want people to realize that cry out to the Lord for the anointing to be filled
yes.
with the fullness.
Yes, because we want the Lord to use us. Lord, use me. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Use me, Jesus.
From all its fears.
You are listening to Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk, and we're talking about training and preparing for God's spiritual realm. Now, you know, Pastor Tasila, when I came to the Lord, I came straight out of the world, pretty much like you. I was deep in the music industry, and we, you know, the group that I was with was on our way to becoming stars, at least we thought so, you know, and we actually began to experience some stardom. We traveled all over the world having gold and platinum albums, television videos and all of that, radio commercials and interviews and music magazines and all of that kind of stuff. We did the whole
Soul
works,
Train,
you know?
And American Bandstand and
all of that. Yeah, even some television specials with Lou Ross and all of that. But our success was nothing. It was nothing in comparison to the success of many of today's artists. See, many of them have given their souls over to another realm, a demonic realm. And, you know, I could have easily got caught up in that because, you know, I was ready to be a superstar. But the Lord had other plans for me. He took me out of that lifestyle, and he took me away from that way of thinking. You know, wanting to be praised and worshiped, all of that. You know, he took me out of all of that. He changed.
That's what
he actually.
And
changed.
That's what I wanna bring that part out because you said that wanted to be praised and worshiped. That's what that spirit Baphomet is with the horns that people are seeing and they're tattooing on their body. It's a spirit that wants to be praised and worshiped. Like Satan
and
told
worship.
Jesus.
and I'm going to get into that too. Yeah.
Okay.
The Lord changed my desires. You know, instead of desiring to be a superstar, he caused me to desire him. He called me, and I answered. Praise the Lord that I answered. But the problem many people have today is that Satan has dangled worldly success to many of God's people in this hour. And many of God's people are diving right in. They're just diving in head first. Many of them are having spiritual experiences, but these experiences are not of God. Some Christians get caught up in this realm because they don't try every spirit like they should. They don't use the gift of discerning of spirits to see if it is of God or not. It's so important for us to do that. Scripture tells us to try or test every spirit. And you'd be surprised at the many Christians that don't do this. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Many deceivers are out there. Satan's seed. Does that spirit love, honor, respect, and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ? Weigh it. Test it. Does it? Does that spirit or demon confess Jesus? The answer, no, as it is written in verse 2 and verse 3 of John 4, it says, 1 John chapter 4, it says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth, that means that continually confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not, and that means those who continually do not confess Jesus Christ, that Jesus has come in the flesh, is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, and it's in this music industry, it's in the church, it's all over the place now. It's the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now, already, is it in the world? when demon spirits or any representative of Satan, be it human or spirit, come to you to deceive you, you must be alert. Be aware. Be on guard. We must be in tune with the Holy Spirit so that you can easily identify any spirit that is not of God, no matter how it comes to you. But many Christians and people of the world will accept any kind of spirit and spiritual experience. You know, they'll accept it and then get carried away into some form of witchcraft. And you know, witchcraft is simply rebellion against the one true living God. And it causes
and his word.
People, Christians, yeah, it causes them to rebel. Keep in mind that Jesus had a real spiritual experience when Satan appeared to him at a time when he was fasting and he was hungry and very weak. Satan came to him. Satan did what he is doing. What Satan did with Jesus is the same thing he's doing to God's people today. He dangles the riches of the world before them. That's what he did to Jesus. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 through 11, again, the devil taketh him up, meaning taking Jesus up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Now, this was a spiritual experience. How is he going to show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them? But he did it. And said, and this is what he said to Jesus, all these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me. This is what he told Jesus. Now, many Christians have fallen for this temptation because their desire was success in the world. They wanted success, worldly success. But Jesus took authority over Satan and used the word of God against him. And then guess what happened? He left. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him. We are to try or test the spirit and then take authority over the spirit just like Jesus did and use the word of God against that demon, and he will flee. You know, submit to God, resist the devil. Yeah. People in this hour are having serious spiritual experiences. More demons are released in this hour to deceive many, many people, especially Christians, to get them off course, away from their God-given destiny, so that they can end up in hell and not in heaven. You will never be in the presence of the living God. My goodness, that's something I just couldn't take. So instead of preparing yourselves for the world and the mindset of Satan, instead prepare yourself for the kingdom realm of God. As it is written in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The Lord took me out of all of that and drew me closer to him. Understand that the more you get into God's secret place, his quiet place, which is being in the very presence of the living God, and you do that with continual prayer, praise, and worship, in love, respect, faith, and adoration. You do that, and the more you just sit before the Lord, being open to hear and receive of him, the more we do this now, understand that, the more we do this, the more God reveals himself to you. He downloads information into your heart, your mind, your soul, your body and spirit, and he will show himself to you. Then God will minister to you. Yes, you begin to know the Lord. You will actually begin to know him. You know how he thinks. You automatically know his ways, his likes and dislikes, and you begin to think like God because he has placed his mind within you, and he enhances his word within you as well. The first, the Lord first started dealing with me by having me to write prophecies. Now, I usually never liked writing. You know, if you wrote me a letter, don't expect to get a letter back from me because I hated to. I didn't like writing. I would call you before I would write you, you know, because I didn't like writing. But the Holy Spirit had me writing pages and pages of prophecies. Then he gave me prophetic dreams. One of the dreams he gave me was when I found myself in a basement, or I would say the first floor or the bottom floor of a building. And on this floor was a nightclub. I was on stage rehearsing with the group that I used to sing with. And for some reason, right in the middle of rehearsing a song, I just walked off the stage and went on the side and went to a side room and opened a door, and it was steps, and I started walking up some steps. I remember each floor was called a street. I remember passing 6th Street, just going up the steps. Then I got to 7th Street and couldn't go any higher. There were no more steps. While I was on 7th Street, I went around the corner, and that was 8th Street. 8th Street and 7th Street was on the same floor. I walked down 8th Street and saw a very bright light at the end, but I didn't go all the way to the light. Instead, I turned around and walked on 7th Street. I noticed that on 7th Street there was a restaurant and a school. I found out that my wife heard the voice. I don't know if this was a dream that you had or if you just actually heard the voice of the Lord that said, only gods walk on 8th Street. I just got, you know, I just got the full revelation of the dream this morning. Of that dream that I had years ago, I got the full revelation of it this morning. I knew when I first had this dream that I was going to leave the group that I sung with to go up to a higher level in God. I knew that. Although each floor was called a street, they were really different levels that I will grow as I kept walking. When I got to the seventh Street, I was at the highest level. The number 7 means perfection, completeness. Even in my state of perfection, I still had more things to learn because there was another dimension right around the corner that I was going to reach in time. And that other dimension was 8th Street. And I walked on 8th Street for a while, but I had to go back to 7th Street because I still needed to eat more of the Word of God from the restaurant. And I still had to learn a lot spiritually by the Holy Spirit from the school. Remember, on 7th Street, there was a restaurant and a school. This was to prepare me to walk into the light on 8th Street, which means a new kingdom beginning. 8th Street is the new beginning where everything changes. It means that I would be one with and in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was that bright light at the end of 8th Street. When God deals with you and gives you a Holy Spirit experience, you know it because it is overwhelming love, and it makes you fall in love with Jesus, and you want to know and learn more. You want to know the Lord more. You are drawn to him. This is how you can tell the difference. The Lord started dealing with me in dreams, but in this one dream, he spoke, and it woke me up completely. This is another dream. Here's the dream. I'm going to try to go by it real quick because we're running out of time. I was asleep, and I was dreaming that I was telling a sister in the Lord something. As I was speaking, she interrupted me, and I said to her, "Be silent while the Lord speaks." Immediately after I said these words, I heard another voice say the same thing to me. It said, "Be silent." This voice said strong. It said, "Be silent while the Lord speaks." It was like thunder, and it woke me up. I remember saying, "Wow, that scared me." I was kind of saying that to myself. But I laid there wide awake, and then I began to feel something in my stomach. It was growing and getting stronger and stronger. It was energy, loving energy, that began to fill me up. It kept getting stronger and stronger to the place that I could feel every cell in my body being rearranged. I could feel my ears popping. It was swelling. I felt like I was swelling up. It was such a great feeling that I knew it was Jesus. I just knew it. And the more I said, "Thank you, Jesus," the stronger it got. The stronger it would get. It kept getting stronger until I felt like I was going to literally burst open. It got to the point that I thought that if I said, "Thank you, Jesus," one more time, I would have exploded. And I mean like a bomb explode. The feeling was so unbelievably great and powerful and yet full of love that I never wanted it to stop. It kept getting stronger until I felt frozen. I just froze. I couldn't move. And then the very thing that I didn't want to happen started to happen. It began to slowly fade away. It kept going down back to my stomach where it began. I was begging and begging the Lord not to leave, but he went back to my stomach, and then he went away. My body was still tingling, every cell in my body still tingling, and finally I was so relaxed that I fell asleep. But when I woke up and remembered what the Lord had done to me, the Holy Spirit fell upon me and I began to laugh and cry at the same time. You cannot imagine the joy I felt. I kept saying these words, "Out of everybody in the world, he acknowledged me." And then I would laugh and cry all over again. I realized that it was the Holy Spirit placing God's incorruptible seed inside of me. The same thing that he did to Mary, he did to me. His incorruptible seed is in me and in every true believing Christian. As soon as it is, and as soon as it explodes inside of us, when this incorruptible seed explodes inside of us, we will become trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. We will become a mighty people. Christians, you are going to become a mighty people. Hold on to Jesus no matter what you see going on, because he is going to fill us up completely and fall upon us. He will descend upon us and fill us up at the same time. Just like when the earth was going through the flood, the Lord filled the earth from under the earth. The waters from under the earth came up, and then waters on top of the earth from the clouds came down. It will be the same type of an anointing, one that descends upon you and that fills you up at the same time. So get ready for it, Christians. Get ready for what God is going to do. We are going to literally change this world and bring forth the kingdom of the living God in this hour. Amen. Amen. There's so much more. I have some more things just like you, Pastor Tassila, that I could share with everybody, but time's not allowing it. We are already under 2 minutes. So is there any last words that you would like to say?
No, I was just thinking about intentional, and I thought about one of the times I decided, I said, "I can't wait till I get home, because as soon as when I get home, I'm going to seek God because I have some questions I need to ask him." And so I, you know, waited until that night when we got home, and I went into prayer, and when I went into prayer, I went into a vision, and Jesus appeared into my room. And I was always thinking, if it wasn't for me being intentional about that, that would have never happened. It was a decision
right.
I made. So I'm saying that to tell you guys to be intentional about seeking Christ, asking him for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, because we really do need it for several reasons and ways. We need to help others. We need to bring hope into this realm. We love you guys. We love spending time with you all tonight. We had a good time. I know I did. I enjoyed Pastor T's testimonies that God placed in him and how he dealt with him. And we pray you guys come back next week. I'm sure the Lord's going to give us more to reveal.
God bless. Bye-bye. See you next time.